Hey, before I get started today and get to go into my babbling, I promise I don't have more than 2 hours worth of stuff for you. Two and a half, at the max. But I do have a buddy that's going to be talking to you guys a little bit. I first met him back in the day when he was pastoring at the Gathering Place, and he's had a couple hats since then in different ways that God's been using him and the ministry he's doing. And right now, he is the executive director of the Voice of Hope Pregnancy and Family Center. And we had lunch a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about kicking off a campaign for us as a church that we've done before, but it's been a little over a year since we've done. And I said, hey, would you mind just kind of come out talking a little bit about the ministry, talking a little bit about the campaign, and kicking things off with us? And he was delighted to do so. So if you guys would, welcome Eli Bush. Okay, so this is all good and going, okay. But here's the one thing you want to resist. Right. Looking around saying, oh, they can hear me without this. Because what happens is that nobody online hears you.
I will make sure I honor the microphone.
Now, there is an upgrade option. For $5, I can stand beside you like this the entire time.
You guys hear me okay now?
I like that.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Tom. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As Pastor Tom said, my name is Eli Bush. I'm the executive director for Voice of Hope Pregnancy and Family Center. And he has graciously allowed me to take a few minutes and share about the ministry and then about the campaign that you guys are undertaking. So I'm really grateful for that. Thank you, Pastor. Before I get started, it's hard sometimes to come up here when you're used to being a pastor and someone gives you a microphone, particularly when there's a time limit. So I am going to be good today. But I just wanted to share this while I was worshiping. And how about the worship team, huh? Come on. It's not just about talent, it's about heart. And so you can see them worship, and that just stirs me. And from the time I came in here and met with Pastor Tom and met all of you, is just you guys have such a wonderful, warm heart. And I know that's something God is doing in you. So, you know, it doesn't matter the size of the building or the number of the people. It's about the heart of the church. And so I can tell you guys are pursuing Christ. And that just excites me. So I just wanted to say that as someone comes in. Sometimes when you're just a family, you don't really know what's happening when people come in from the outside. But that's just a testimony, man. It's a great place to come. So, amen. So again, as I said, my name is Eli Bush. A little bit about Voice of Hope. So Voice of Hope was started as Bethel Pro-Life Ministries in 1988 in Wyandotte County. The founding members were Jennifer and Matthew Schwenning and Brian and Laurel Sparling. And the Sparlings are still supporting the ministry today. So it goes back to 1988. Now we have three centers, one in Marion, one in Bucyrus, and one in Upper Sandusky. So we serve Marion County, Wyandotte County, and Crawford County. So we've got a pretty good reach now from just a single house that they had back in 1988. So the ministry's really grown. Our mission statement, so I'm just going to read this to you briefly. Bethel Pro-Life Ministries, doing business as Voice of Hope Pregnancy and Family Center, is a life-affirming organization that promotes the sanctity of human life and educates and equips individuals to make positive life choices consistent with God's design for family and sexuality. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of reference verses because I think it's important when we're talking about what we do. That everything's anchored in Scripture, okay? And so I'm not going to read the verses for the sake of time, but our statement of faith is available at voiceofhopepc.org, and I'll be out there to talk to anybody. I can give you the information, but we have our statement of faith and all the Scriptures there. You're welcome to go peruse that, and I encourage you to do so. So Psalm 139:13 is our support verse. When we're talking about sanctity of human life. 2 Timothy 3:15-17, when we talk about equipping and educating. And Mark 10:6-9, when we're talking about God's design for family and sexuality. So you're welcome to look up those verses. Again, for the sake of time, I'm just going to move forward because I want to talk to you a little bit about the ministry and the campaign. And again, I want to allow a big chunk of that 2.5 hours for Pastor Tom to minister. All right. So as you heard in the mission statement, we're a life-affirming organization. So that life-affirming touch is in everything we do. It's not just about saving the unborn. It is about that. But it's also about restoring the mother. It's about restoring the father if he's involved, the family that this touches. Our ministry also reaches out to people who are in danger of losing their children in a family restoration process. So our ministry really is about affirming the life of Christ in these individuals. And yes, saving babies is huge. We love that. We want to do as much of that as we can. But that's not all we do there. So in order to accomplish this mission that we have, these are some of the things we do. And again, a lot of folks aren't familiar with all of our services that we offer, so I really like to get that information out there because you may know someone who can use our services. And they don't pay for anything, guys. Because of people like you that support us, nobody pays for anything there. Everything's free. So we do pregnancy tests and ultrasounds. And these are always done with godly consultation. So we pray, we want to be led by the Spirit because this is our opportunity a lot of times to move people to the choice of life when they're coming in for a pregnancy test and ultrasound. And we have some amazing women that work in that. So we do pregnancy tests and ultrasounds. We have an education system. Our platform is Bright Course, and Bright Course is a Christ-centered education platform. And in that education platform, we can teach on pre-birth, parenting, addiction, life skills, the whole gamut of things that they're going to need to be successful in life. We have people that have been there over 2 years and they're still taking classes. We don't kick them out, they can stay as long as they want. So those parenting classes, again, every time we have an encounter with one of our clients, we have the opportunity to share scripture and to pray with them. So again, this is Christ-centered education that they're getting while they're coming through. And while they're getting this valuable education that they need for whatever it is, because many of these people, unfortunately, don't have parenting skills. They didn't learn that, so they need the help to understand what's actually required. How do you take care of an infant? While they're getting that, we have a program called Earn While You Learn. So the Earn While You Learn program, while they're taking these classes, while they're passing the tests and they're doing the homework, they're earning what's called baby bucks. And they can redeem those in any of our three boutiques. So the boutiques carry all the material needs they're gonna require for their family. So baby formula, diapers, clothing, cribs, strollers, all of that is available in our boutiques, right? Again, because of people and supporting us, we keep those stocked. They go through the courses, get that Christ-centered education they need, and then they can use those baby bucks to purchase the material things that they need. So another program that we offer beyond that is called the 3PE program. Now, the 3PE program is a program we run in conjunction with Marion County Children's Services. We get referrals from Marion County Children's Services, and in that, we are dealing with people who are in danger of losing custody or have lost custody of their children. Now, there's all manner of reasons for that. It could be an alcohol addiction, a drug addiction. It could be incarceration. It could be an abuse case, could be condition of the home, any of these things. They get referred to us by Marion County Children's Services, and then we put together a curriculum in partnership with their caseworker. And there's two things that we're looking for there. One, first and foremost, is we can reconcile them back to God through Jesus Christ. And then secondarily, if we can reconcile the home. And so we have this ministry of reconciliation. We work in the 3P, which is the 3Ps of empowerment. It's partner, plan, and project. So it's the 3Ps of empowerment that we partner, we put a plan together, and we project the desired future that they want. So all of these services we offer, finally, we offer what's called STAR Ministries or Safe Abortion Recovery. How many of you know there are people that have gone through abortions and we don't want to condemn them for that? They need restoration. Because going through that, whatever age they did it, there's going to be an impact. At some point in their life, there's going to be an impact. And our heart is to want to see them as folks restored. The pregnancy and ultrasound tests, the education, the material needs, the 3PE program, and then the STAR Ministries, which is abortion recovery. All those services are available at all three of our centers. And the good news is nobody pays for anything. So for those that have been supporting Voice of Hope, thank you, because nobody pays for anything. And we get to do a lot of ministry, a lot of folks. Last year At the end of 2025, we had 2,051 client encounters in the three centers. So we're reaching a lot of people. But this is the thing. There's a whole lot of people out there that we're not reaching. They either don't know about us, or for some reason there's a barrier from them coming in. So I encourage you, as you learn more about us, be a mouthpiece for us, because we want to be full. We want to be busy. We want to be helping these people. Amen? Okay. So those are the services we offer to accomplish our mission. And this is how you can support, So the first thing, and I'm going to come back to this, but the first thing, the top of my list for supporting Voice of Hope is prayer. I'll come back to that in a second, because that's a really big piece. And a lot of people would say, well, don't you need money? Isn't that top of the list? No, prayer is top of the list for the ministry we do. Secondly, you can donate. So you guys are entering a campaign, which is a baby bottle campaign. What we do is we bring empty baby bottles for you guys to fill up with donations. You can take them home or take them to a place of work, wherever you want, whatever you want to do with them. And then at a date designated by your pastor, we come back and pick those up, and it helps us pay for all the services that we have. So that's going on. I guess that's starting today, Pastor. Goes to the end of the month. So I'll come back at the end of the month and pick up the bottle. So I thank you for doing that, and we're excited to partner with you. Other ways you can donate is you can go online to voiceofhopepc.org. There is a drop-down to give. You can give a one-time gift, or you can become a monthly partner. And finally, how you can support us is volunteer. The 3PE program that I mentioned, which is a referral from Marion County Child Services, it is increasing dramatically this year. It increased last year. We have even more referrals this year. It takes a lot of our resources to do that. And so we need people at reception. We need advocates that would actually work with the clients and pray with them. And we need people working behind the scenes in all three centers. So we've had a little bit of turnover. We've got some new volunteers on, but we're looking for some people. And men, I'm telling you, I need men. Because there's guys showing up here as part of these programs, and they've got to sit with men. We don't put women in with men and men in with women. We need some men to help sit with these guys and help them. So, did you have a question?
Yeah, just real quick. You got a partner?
Yeah, I'll have all that. Thank you for bringing that up. At the end, I will be here after service out front here. I'll have cards, brochures, and I'll be able to answer any questions you have. So, but if you're interested in volunteering, we've got applications as well. The important thing that I wanted to get across is we are doing, we're seeing a lot of ministry, but we need more hands on deck. So if God has spoken to your heart at all about this, you're welcome to come, meet with me. You can shadow some folks in the ministry and see what we're doing to see if it's right for you. If it's not, hey, we made a good friend. If it's right for you, then we'll get you on board and have you helping us minister to these folks. So just consider that. So, I want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to speak here and to talk about Voice of Hope. I love what we're doing there. I love the staff and the volunteers we have. And we have some amazing testimonies. But there's a whole lot of people out there we're not connecting with yet. So being a mouthpiece for us to let people know we're there is a huge help to us as well. Like I said, after this, I'll be out front. I'll hang around as long as you guys need. Love to have conversations with people, talk about it. We have some flyers, I'll have business cards, and I'll have some volunteer applications. But I want to end with this. See, I'm coming to a close. You see that? That was good, right? I want to end with this. So the reason I put prayer at the beginning, and when I took over Voice of Hope, I've been there just shy of a year now. And I've pastored a church. I've done a lot of different jobs outside of that. But one thing I've recognized, whether you're pastoring a church or you're leading a nonprofit, prayer covering is so important, because obviously there's an enemy out there that doesn't want people to get free, get whole, come to Jesus, which is what we're doing. And so one of the things that happens to us, and I believe Pastor's going to speak on this today, there's a story in John chapter 8, verse 3 through 11. And it's about the woman caught in adultery. And she was brought by the scribes and the Pharisees before Jesus. And they're doing this to test him. But the important point to remember is, this woman was caught. I mean, she wasn't innocent. She was guilty. And the law of Moses said, hey, we got to stone her. We got to take her life. So there wasn't a dispute about whether she was caught. There wasn't a dispute about whether she was guilty. But they were asking to test Jesus, what are you going to do about it? Why am I bringing this verse up? One of the things that we need prayer for me and for the people at our center is because what we see coming through those doors sometimes is there is a temptation to be one of the people that picks up a rock to stone them. The reason is because children are involved and people make decisions based on things that we cannot always understand because of drugs, alcohol, because of a poor family life, because of abuse, and we can't make sense of it. And so it is natural for us to fall back into judgment. You know, now I run the center and it can happen to me. And I need to stay in a place of prayer. I need the prayer coverings of the saints that are partnering with us. Because where I'm supposed to be is in a place of open arms and say, you're welcome here. We are going to give you the truth, but we're going to do it in love. We're going to see you restored in the power of Christ with truth and love, not with judgment. And over time, and seeing some of the things we've seen, sometimes there can be that temptation to bring you down to that place where you're one of the ones standing on the side holding a rock. And so I encourage you, if you guys have a prayer group, if you have an intercessory group, please put us on your list. I would greatly appreciate that. We want to stay filled with the Holy Spirit, ready to minister from love and from grace for these people. And we don't want to get to a place where we're pushing them out the door because they feel judgment. So with that, I want to thank you guys for listening. I'm so grateful to be here today. Pastor Tom.
Ange. And also some care team. So Amy, can I still you and Ginger? No one gets off here without being paid for.
Right.
Okay. I'll get on this side a second. So one of our elders and two of the care team members. They're the ones that lost the lottery, so they'll be up here praying with us. Okay. Will you guys pray with us? Then my father, Eli stands here, Father, representative of the ministry of Voice of Hope, but also the ministry of his family and of his him and his wife, Father, and the different ways and different avenues you've called them to, Father. That I just pray that you continue to put your wings of protection around them, give them fresh anointing day by day. Grow them, Father, through the perseverance, and may they rest just fully in faith of the power that the Holy Spirit does through them and around them, Father, and I pray you continue to carry that path forward. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you.